Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo and that stuff. That's besides me. That, you know, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, you know, when he is here, to be able to get with him. I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like anyone. Whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, you know, seeing Ray and Ty and, you know, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities. Like, everybody kind of benefits from that, and, you know, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Next week, all eyes on James Cook. Does he show up for mandatory minicamp? Does he hold in? Sal pointed out you could show up and not do team drills. Is he going to talk about it? What does he say about his contract? All that. That's on the way next week for mandatory minicamp. I don't have anything bronze today. The traditional gift for an 8-year anniversary, I mentioned yesterday, is my wife and I, our 8-year anniversary, and I did not get nor give anything bronze. Hmm.
Do you normally give a gift with what it usually lines up with?
Who does?
I did look up the other day because my 2nd year anniversary is coming up, and it's paper, I believe.
Who does? They've got the list of the traditional gifts for every year. Percentage of humans ever on the planet to have gone in line with that list of things you're supposed to give every year more than 5 years in a row in the history of time. How many humans have done it? 5?
You're saying nobody does it?
No one does that.
Really? Nobody?
No one does that. No one. There's even a modern list.
That's different than the...
Yes.
The traditional list, it goes paper, cotton, leather. So you didn't do any of those?
No.
Fruit or flowers... For year 4.
If anyone does
fruit.
Anyone does flowers, it's a coincidence.
Watermelon or cantaloupe for wood for 5. Iron, what is this list? This is the Google AI. Iron or candy.
Right.
For 6. That can't be. Can't be the traditional list.
No one is. Next year I'm supposed to give her pottery.
Wool or copper.
Actually, pottery might be a good idea.
8 says bronze or pottery. There is no 9, though.
How about
this one?
In the traditional UK edition,
this is a bad list.
8 says bronze or salt.
Oh, bronze or salt?
Salt. You give her some sort of salty gift.
Salt shaker.
Sure. Pottery, tin or aluminum. Whoever does any of this?
I bet there are probably people that do it.
You might skip all the way to 5%. Silver at 25. At 25, you give some silver. Okay, fine.
It's at least 5%, I bet. Yes, so
5% of the so 5% of the population on their first anniversary is giving their spouse a paper-based gift, and then cotton, and then leather, and then fruit and flowers, and then wood. 5%.
Yeah, wood would be the easiest one. You could get something carved, or you know, you could do something with that. CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Simple question, I guess. I guess a lot of this is a copycat league. You see all the teams, everybody's going defensive line. And I look at the Eagles, and I like what they've done where they didn't need a Saquon Barkley, but they were so close to, I guess, knocking on the door. They said, okay, let's kick it in. You don't need that player, but go get him. That's how I feel about the Bills. And I feel as though they've gotten complacent ever since getting Diggs. We found our quarterback, and they went and got a receiver for him, and they showed, okay, let's get a receiver for him, and let's keep kicking the door down. I felt as though they were pushing. Now they seem complacent. And it's like what they're doing now is for longevity, and it's a great idea. They're doing awesome. But for the GM to say, don't say I didn't do anything at receiver, I got Palmer. I don't think that's what everybody means. We're saying you're so close. Get a guy. Like the Chiefs have on the other side of the ball, like Chris Jones. I wish you would have went a little further and got a guy, I guess is what everybody's trying to get. And I feel as though they're complacent. Yes. Business-wise, this is great. You're selling out tickets every year, playoffs every year. That's awesome. But as far as winning, and you're in an AFC that's loaded, you need to push the envelope. Not for nothing, but I feel as though they're complacent. They may not say it, and I know it's probably – I'm not saying it's bad or they're doing anything wrong, but push the envelope.
The thing about that is, though, that a guy didn't really get moved this offseason, right? Metcalf is the best player at what he does,
sure.
That got traded, and he maybe you would think he qualifies for this and wanted to see the Bills do that. There also are two edge rushers that are going through contract dilemmas right now, and we'll see what happens with them.
There's another way,
but nobody got moved.
There's another way to say this, which is I mentioned yesterday, big baller Bean. He didn't really have a big baller offseason, which is fine. You don't do it
right,
every year.
That's right.
The guy that signed Vaughn, traded for Diggs, the series of moves to get up to take Allen, like really, you could say taking Allen was the best thing he ever did. Getting in position to do it was its own accomplishment on a year they made the playoffs.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah.
That is a great accomplishment, and that is, to me, that's GMing at its peak.
Mm-hmm.
That is
without giving up your other first round pick,
what
by
I mean,
the way,
right?
Is
like,
even more incredible.
That is really where the master class was. You could have picked the wrong quarterback in that spot, and it all would have been for nothing, but dancing around Cordy Glenn to Cincinnati to move up, and that was incredible. But in the last two off seasons, I guess trading Diggs, you could say, would be one of these.
Mm-hmm.
This is the off season without any sort of really big move at all. Josh Palmer's a middle move. It might be a nice move. Joey Bosa's a middle kind of move. Might be a nice move. Not to say these are bad moves, just as CJ's laying out complacent, I don't know. That's one way you might say it. The way I would say it is that there was no – we're waiting for the next big baller Bean picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't mean they signed Christian Kirksey off the street and people throw the glasses up because Kirksey had a good year in Houston and was a Bill for like 2 days. Like a real honest – sorry, that's one I just remember. A real honest, wow, the Bills have decided to make a move, to go all in. They already are all the way in. The question kind of gets to this year at the deadline, does some player become available? And they think, like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to trade for insert player here and be viewed as, wow, he did it. I mean, Cooper, would you say Cooper is that? Last year, it's a month into the season, they trade a third-round pick for what they thought would be a number one receiver. Last year, that is a aggressive, big baller Bean kind of move. I'm not going to sit here and watch this team die on the vine with these receivers. I'm going to get somebody to help.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of when that next one comes, and I what if he's the GM for the next 5 years? I'm sure there'll be plenty of those moves. It just didn't happen this offseason, not yet.
Yeah, the Josh Palmer signing was the most total money that the Bills gave out to anybody this offseason. Do you want to know how many deals in the league?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How many free agent deals had more total money?
20, 30.
And this might just be guys that change teams. 39.
Okay. 39, yeah.
So
the 40th most in the most money given out in a contract, like free agency, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the draft, what do? They stayed and they moved around and shuffled in the second round, and then, you know, like,
again, so like the call being about like going and getting a guy, I wanted them to do that too. But part of why I wouldn't crush being in the Bills for the offseason that they had is, like, I'm looking at the list of guys that signed for more money than Josh Palmer. Did I want them to pay $104 million for Milton Williams? Maybe you could argue is defendable. It's a nice player, but
did you want them to go spend on Josh Sweat?
I wasn't upset when I saw that one. Josh Sweat maybe a little closer. Little closer.
Yep.
Them signing Bosa to me is in the same tier. Sweat's probably a more reliable player because of injury. Maybe you think Bosa's got a little bit of a higher ceiling.
Right.
Whatever.
He's $20 million a year, Sweat. Average annual salary.
But I'm looking at the list, and there's not a name where I ever went, oh, really, really wanted that one.
Right.
Well, I toyed with that with Metcalf for a moment, but that was tough because Metcalf was available for like 24 hours, and it was over. There wasn't even really time to think.
There's also the hindsight versus, you know, what you're doing now. If you really want to get after it, you could say, like, you should have taken Ladd McConkey instead of Coleman. McConkey looks to be, like, Brian Thomas Jr. got all the love and had a great year, but Ladd McConkey had himself a year.
Yeah. Remember we talked a lot about Jonathan Allen? He signed for 3 years, $17 million per year. Are we mad they didn't do that?
Again.
Would that satisfy the call of a guy? Because that wouldn't. That's
no,
more
no.
expensive than anything they did, and he's a nice player, but that's not a whale. That's not, oh, what an offseason. Huge offseason. It might have been a nice move, but all I mean to say is there almost is nothing they could have done this offseason that would have been, wow, sunglasses, big baller bean, can you believe what they pulled off?
Well, I wouldn't say there's nothing they could have. There's nothing that happened that you wish they did.
Okay, right. That's a better way of saying it. Yeah.
And, of course, like Hendrickson, maybe if they're a different team, they could get him, but the Bengals aren't going to trade him to you. We'll see what happens there. 803-0550. Thanks, CJ, for the phone call. 1-888-550-2550.
You want some hockey trivia quick?
I do want hockey trivia.
So we've talked a lot about Jason Robertson in the last couple of days. We talked a little bit about Jason Robertson the past couple of days. He might be available in Dallas. He ranks 8th in Dallas Stars history in points. Who are the 7 above him?
Dallas Stars history points.
He's already 8th all time, but there are 7 above him.
Does this include Minnesota North Stars?
Nope, Dallas Stars.
Okay. Mike Modano.
Number 1, 1,050. By the way, Robertson, 394 is the number you got to
beat. Oh, it's only 394. Okay.
394.
The guys have played there forever, like Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin.
Number 2 and number 3. Yep.
Did Brett Hull play there long enough? Joe Neuwendijk is my answer. Hold on. I'm thinking of all like the 99 stars, like Yuri Lehtinen. all-time Stars scorers.
Right, let's remember the 99 Stars. That's a fun sentence.
Yeah. Who played for the Stars forever? And Brett Hull was how many years? I don't know if he got the top seven. Did he have 400 points for the Stars?
Brett Hull, I'll give you this, played 218 games
then
for the Stars.
That's a no. He did not get there. Yeah. I didn't think it was that many.
It's like 2.5 seasons.
Yeah. Is Heiskanen played there long enough to have that many points?
No. Heiskanen is 283.
Daryl Sidor.
No, but close. Okay, 334. He played 700 games. Okay. So
that's what I'm saying. Like I'm happy about that answer.
Yep. There is a defenseman on this list.
Sergei Gonchar.
No, but close.
Sergei.
Yep. Go ahead.
Sergei.
Is he in the Hall of Fame? No, but he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Zubov.
Oh, he is in the Hall of Fame. Zubov.
Yeah, Sergei Zubov.
Sergei Zubov is in the Hall of Fame. He is fourth all time.
How did we get to Stars trivia?
Jason Robertson.
Oh, Jason Robertson. Okay.
Is Neil Broughton an answer here?
No. Oh.
All time Stars points leaders.
Why is that in my head?
You said one of these names. All right.
Yuri Lehtinen.
He played 875 games.
Okay.
And then you're only missing two. These are more like the middle Stars teams that are very forgettable, but the players are known.
I'll give credit here. I like this guess. Jamie Langenbrunner?
No.
Oh, okay.
471 games for
him. I'll protect the innocent. I'll protect the guilty party there.
What hints could I give? This guy was a finesse player.
Oh, hold on. Pavelski. No, he didn't play long enough. Sharks forever.
This guy played for five teams, most of which was with Dallas, but also Montreal, Nashville.
Matt Duchene? No.
No. He wore number 63.
With Dallas?
Yeah. Mike Ribeiro?
I would never get it.
No? Never?
Nope, I would never get
it. Okay, then I'll give you Brendan Morrow as the other one, because I don't think you ever got there. That was more likely than Ribeiro? For you to get?
0 and 0.1. I was never in my life.
What if I'd given you that his nickname on Hockey Reference is Mini Mo?
Mike Ribeiro?
No, Brendan Morrow. 6'1", 215. Mini Mo? It's not that mini.
Yeah. Well, good trivia. Thank you for that.
You did pretty good. Not as good as yesterday's trivia.
No.
Although you didn't swear this time.
I accidentally swore yesterday, yes.
So maybe it's an improvement.
I texted Howard about that. I said, for his birthday, I accidentally swore on the radio.
For his birthday.
I swore. It was dumped, so yeah. It didn't go over the air. But on YouTube, if you were watching.
I think you saw it on YouTube.
That's why you got to subscribe and watch us on YouTube, because if we accidentally swear.
Different laws.
It'll make it there.
Yep.
And it was a moment. Yeah. All right, Extendo Sports coming up. Sal's here, fresh off the golf course. He's ready to chat with you on Bills OTAs. James Cook watch continues to see when he comes back, if he is in town next week, what he has to say about all that stuff. And the Stanley Cup Final tonight, you can hear the game here on WGR, right? We've got the game right here, or is it on the bet? Yeah, very good. I'm excited. I'm excited for this series. Dare I say I'm as excited for this series as I was the Four Nations. Once we knew the Four Nations was good and U.S. Canada was going to be like, let's see U.S. Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm ready for this series. I am very excited to watch it. 8 o'clock every night that it's on. I can get with 8 o'clock.
Yep.
I don't have to go too much later. So let's go. And yeah, let's go Oilers.
Let's go Oilers. Definitely.
Yeah. Let's get McDavid a cup. I want to see him put up 24 points in six games.
Mm-hmm.
Conn Smythe. Really, I want to see, that'd be the ideal performance, and the ideal outcome for me would be, give me one of these Tiger at the Masters, like iconic, we talk about it for decades, what he did. That's what I want. 803-0550, Extendo Sports coming up here on WGR.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.